Draft, 600BucksOnGummies.com. I am your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Friday podcast. That was a little space hog if you're a Marvel fan. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 trailer came out. That's the tune. It's been in my head ever since. And I'm pretty jacked up for this movie season coming up in the summer. There's some good trailers releasing here. But enough of the movie talk. We're going to get you ready for NFL Week 13. A big weekend in college football as well with conference title games on the board. We're going to be dipping our toes into the NCAA waters as well in this episode. And, of course, giving you all the goodness for the NFL teams, including our attempt to go 4-for-4 in our Team 600 teaser of the week. And a big part of that team is my producer, Dell. Back into the flow of things after a wild week in Vegas. Have you gotten Sin City out of your system yet?
It's gone. Think about it. I don't remember it. It's nothing. It's nothing to me now. We've moved on. We're ready for week 13 and a big slate of college football action, which should be fun.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big movie guy as well? Because every time I throw a movie at you, you have never heard of it.
I wouldn't say big, but I'm a neutral. You know, I love going to the theater. I don't love watching.
Big fan of popcorn and sitting in the dark with large groups.
Exactly. And eating candy.
Everyone's
eating
candy.
Yeah.
All right. We ask that if you do like the Sharp 600 podcast, please find a couple seconds here. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Help us expand our reach. Talk to more sports bettors like yourself. All right. Busy few days ahead here. Let's start that clock.
I feel the need for speed.
Top Gun. Woo! All right, we get right to the meat and potatoes here on the Friday podcast. Our best bets for week 13, and things were looking kind of bleak for my weekly NFL underdog picks. I'm not going to dance around it. They have not been great. However, 2-1 last week for week 12. Three more point spread pups here for week 13. We're starting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I bet them +1 at Atlanta. Steelers got home for us on Monday Night Football against the Colts. This is a team playing sneaky good two-way football right now. Since TJ Watt's return, Pittsburgh causing plenty of chaos out there. 7 sacks, 6 takeaways. In the last 3 games, taking on a sputtering Falcons offense. As for the Steelers offense, Kenny Pickett put together a November to remember, or maybe a better November. Let's just say that. Solid QBR against 3 teams ranked top 13 in pass defense DVOA. Biggest bright spot for this offense, though, flipping third downs from 33% success to 50% success rate. Atlanta, a terrible defense, bad on third downs. Pickett keeps rolling, gets to play inside again here in week 13. This one down as low as a pick right now, but Steelers +1. Going Lions, +1.5 at home to Jacksonville. Now, pro guys like the Jags. They took this one from Lions, -1.5, ran it to Jags, -1.5. But now we're seeing this one come back down to a pick 'em. Sunday money is going to be on Detroit. I bet the Lions with the extra points. Lions are a dangerous offense, especially at home. Plenty of playmakers on this team. In Jacksonville, a bad defense, especially on the road. And a tall total in this one, 51.5 points, says shootout. I think that's perfectly fine for the Lions. The Jags give up some home run plays as well, too. They are shit in the red zone. Detroit has some home run hitters, and they don't miss inside the 20-yard line. Lions +1.5. Last dog for week 13, the Las Vegas Raiders. This one's going to be a little uncomfortable, but that's just Raiders football. But Vegas has the weapons right now to expose what is the Chargers' biggest weaknesses. The Raiders' pass rush has been amped up the past 2 games, 6 sacks. LA's offensive line giving up 12 sacks on Herbert the last 3 outings. Could be without their starting center, could be without their starting right tackle. Also, Josh Jacobs, who was scheduled to rest this week during practice, so don't, you know, sweat his status too much. Going against this dismal run defense from the Bolts, we talked about the tough spot for LA as well on the Tuesday pod, this being their second back-to-back game, their 4th road game in 5 weeks. I bet Raiders +2. This one's actually flipped now, Vegas as a short favorite. And we're going to talk some more week 13 bets. We hit Isaiah McKenzie over receiving yards on Thursday night. We talked about Vikings money line, San Francisco money line on the Tuesday show. We also took the over 51.5 for Chiefs and Bengals. That one's at 52.5. Still like the over. Couple more bets for week 13. I can't take full credit for this one. Tom the Hitman, he's a professional sports bettor. I do some video work with him on Fridays, and we were talking about Washington wide receiver turned running back Curtis Samuel. He liked his under receiving yards, and then we kind of found ourselves talking about the over 7.5 rushing yards from Samuel. He's been more effective as a ball carrier than a receiver since Heineke stepped in a QB. 10 carries to just 6 targets in his last 3 games. He's gone for 12, 18, and 13 yards rushing in those contests. The Commanders could lean on him a little more considering Gibson is questionable. McKissick still on the IR. The Giants run defense, not very good. Washington running the ball at a near 61% clip over the last 3 games. Samuel over 7.5 yards rushing. And I look to another rushing over. My guy, Ezekiel Elliott, going over 50.5 rushing yards against the Colts on Sunday night. Now, Zeke getting back to form after missing some time in the middle of the season due to a knee injury. He's still sharing carries with Pollard, But given the big spread, given the game script, I think we're going to see plenty of chances for him to go over this total on the ground. He ran well against the Giants last Thursday, 16 carries, 92 yards, showed some pop on some of those runs too that we haven't seen from Zeke in a while. Dallas runs this muddled no-huddle offense. They get to the line quick, but then Dak doesn't necessarily snap the ball right away, reads the defense. He's been checking down to the run a lot, and I think that no-huddle attack is really going to expose the Colts, who are not going to have chances to sub. This is a short week for this defense. After losing on Monday Night Football, they played over 34 minutes against that Steelers team. So Zeke over 50 and a half. Dell, what do you like here in week 13?
I love T. Higgins plus 135 anytime touchdown with Jamar Chase making his return from the IL. The Chiefs secondary are going to have their hands full, and it may take Chase a game or two to get back in the swing of things. And with the high game total, I'm loving T to find the end zone in this one.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Busy weekend in the college ranks, all the NCAA championship games going down. I don't get to watch as much college ball as I like, but luckily I have a very good friend who does. It's Andrew Cayley, my covers colleague. Andrew, give me best bets. We're going to go lightning round for all these championship games starting Friday night's Pac-12 title game, USC-Utah.
Cam Rising, passing yards over 265 and a half. The USC offense is playing well, but the secondary is not good. Should be lots of scoring. Utah without its top back, meaning more passing for Rising.
All right, CUSA, North Texas, Texas Santa Ann.
Let's go under 34 and a half in the first half. Overall defensive numbers aren't great, but both have played tougher in big games and run the ball a lot. Earlier this season, mean was 6-3 at half.
All right, Big 12 title game, TCU, Kansas State.
TCU continues to defy the odds, 9-2-1 ATS. Defense has improved. Max Duggan, the offense, is healthy. I like the magic continue. TCU minus 2.5.
All right, tell me something good here. SEC title game, my Tigers versus UGA. What do you got?
Sorry, buddy. LSU under its team total of 16.5. It's all about the status injury status of LSU QB Jaden Daniels. High ankle sprain for him. Much of his success is based on his mobility. If he can't move this ferocious Georgia defensive front, LSU could be in trouble.
All right. Big Ten title game, Michigan-Purdue.
Michigan over its team total of 34.5. Purdue is the beneficiary of a soft schedule, and yet they still get burned for a ton of explosive plays on the regular. If J.J. McCarthy plays like he did against Ohio State, this one cashes easily.
Okay. ACC, Clemson, UNC.
UNC also over its team total of 26.5. Tar Heels QB Drake May will be a Heisman finalist, and he should take advantage of a Clemson secondary that's been vulnerable to the deep ball and is dealing with several injuries.
All right, the Mac Daddies, Toledo versus Ohio.
Toledo on the money line here. No Curtis Rourke for Ohio, and Toledo QB Daquan Finn should put up good numbers against a Bobcats defense. That's the worst in the country.
All right, Sun Belt, Coastal Carolina versus Troy.
Troy minus 8, another QB-driven injury play here. Chanticleers look lost without Grayson McCall, losing 47-7 to James Madison last week.
Here we got the AAC, also known as the AAC. Central Florida and Tulane.
Tulane minus 3.5 at home. Revenge spot after losing to UCF. Knights QB John Rice Plumlee dealing with a hamstring injury as well.
All right, last one. Bring it home. Mountain West Conference, Boise State, Fresno State.
Jake Haener over 294.5 passing yards. He's a next level quarterback going up against a Boise State defense with good numbers, but once again, a team with a beneficiary of a soft schedule.
Woo, hot damn. That was a lot. Thank you, Andrew. All right, time for our Team 600 teaser picks of the week. I'm taking Baltimore minus 8.5. Going to walk them through all those key numbers through 7, through 6, through 3. Getting Ravens minus 2.5 at home to the Broncos. Baltimore, little healthier. They are back home after letting that win in Jacksonville slip away last week. Broncos on the East Coast for a 1 p.m. ET start the second straight week. This is their third road game in 4 weeks. This locker room is on fire right now. Wide receiver situation is still shit for the Broncos. So Ravens, minus 2.5. Dell, what are you adding to this teaser?
I like Dolphins plus 10. The Niners opened at minus 3.5. It's now moved to minus 4 at a lot of books. The Dolphins offense is just going to be too much to handle for the Niners. The Niners are one of the best teams in the NFC, but I don't think 10 points is going to happen, especially in this matchup. So I love the Dolphins at plus 10 in this matchup.
All right. I have San Francisco money line for a reason, too. So I'm fully behind this. 2 minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the Las Vegas Superbook. All right, man. We're 3 for 3 on teasers. We're trying to go 4 for 4 here. So we've got Baltimore minus 2.5, Miami plus 10. What's the final leg?
Yeah, let's keep it rolling. We're going to go Titans plus 10.5.
All right, Titans, plus 10.5. So Baltimore, minus 2.5. Miami, plus 10.5. And then the Titans. Biggest bet game for you guys right now, week 13.
There's a couple marquee games, but the most marquee game is the AFC Championship rematch, Chiefs and Bengals.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Biggest liability stacking up?
Right now, it's the Titans. There was a lot of money that came in early on the Titans at good numbers.
All right, so we got the Deshaun Watson debut. How much is he worth to the spread in this game?
I think this week it's a couple of points. You know, Watson normally would be treated like an elite quarterback. We just don't know. He hasn't played in so long. The opponent's obviously bad. But if it was regular Watson, maybe just coming off an injury or whatever it is, he would get the respect that all the top quarterbacks get, which is basically 6, 7, 8 points.
Ooh, okay. So we'll see with Watson. Pros versus Joes game here for week 13.
It's a game we've mentioned a couple times. Titans are the pro side. Eagles are the Joe side. We opened as high as 7. It clearly was the wrong number. You know, the Titans have been disrespected in the betting market all year, and the Eagles are a team people like to bet. So we're up, we went from 7 all the way to 4.5.
All right, notable total for this one.
Chiefs-Bengals, a lot of over money's come in. It was 51. It's now 53. I could see that even going higher as we approach game time.
Yeah, all right. So we on the Tuesday show, we had Christmas songs for NFL teams. Holiday season, it's all about Christmas music, which you're probably hearing all the time now. What's the one Christmas song that gets you jacked up for the holidays?
I'm old school, man. I'm a Dean Martin, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Ooh, that's a good one. All right, and best bet for week 13. We got to get it in here.
I've been so negative on my team. I think they're going to get a big performance at home this week. Season's on the line. Giants plus 2.5.
All right, a big one. In that, and they're all seem like big ones inside the NFC East right now, or everyone's kind of contending. That's a wrap on this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for spending that 600 seconds with you. If you thought those seconds were worth it, please leave a rating and review and let us know how we're doing here on the Sharp 600. We appreciate that. Good luck in NFL Week 13. Good luck with your college bets this weekend as well. And we will talk to you on Tuesday.